Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to forgotten people. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 26, Psalm 117 and 118, Isaiah 53, and Matthew chapter 1. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. You guys, there are days where this feels farthest from the truth. Rejoicing doesn't always come naturally. It's often real work. And many times it's something I have to walk my mind and my heart into because the circumstances of the moment may scream, "Stop and complain." Things aren't supposed to be this way. Things should be different, easier, better. While in the ideal sense or from the heavenly perspective, they are surely flawed situation after flawed situation. And from that same perspective, they are all but a dim reflection of eternity, either with God or separated from Him. The pains of life are to be patiently persevered while recognizing in their proper context they are results of the fall and initial separation from God, and they are now what the Father uses to continue the maturation of His people. We grow in trust, patience, and resilience as we wait for His salvation. And at the same time, the psalmist today reminds us that as we recognize that God's presence will go with His people, Emmanuel, as we read in Matthew today, he was called, meaning God is with us. We should see His salvation as not simply a coming thing, but a present thing. His presence today is our salvation. Psalm 118, 21 through 24 reads as this: I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. At the time of this recording, you guys, I am celebrating the 13th anniversary of my salvation. While at an early age, I apparently prayed for salvation, I didn't at the time know what that even meant. So I didn't ever pursue God, and at least not until 13 years ago, after 30 years of doing life on my own terms, including lying, cheating on my wife, getting high on marijuana all the time, and living with all of the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. On June 21st, 2008, Jesus ultimately called me and told me to come home. Life with Him was the home that was prepared for me and that became, for me, that day of salvation. I repented of everything. He heard my cry, and I was reminded of the stripes that He bore on His body, those same stripes we read about in Isaiah today, so that I could be healed. And in that very moment, healed of all the aches of my unrighteousness. So from that day forward, God has been teaching me like Paul teaches. Philippians 4:12, he said this: I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. You guys, the secret to resilience is perspective. No matter what the circumstances, they arrive at my doorstep through the filter of God's love for me. And in that context, in the context of my life in Him, I'm safe and secure no matter what. And nothing will destroy the salvation that Jesus earned for me. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. He gave us salvation and then made each and every day for us to walk with that salvation. No matter what it is, come on, it's marvelous in our eyes if we have the right filter. Today, the filter I choose is my salvation. Though pain and suffering is still real, through this filter, misery is no longer an option. Nothing can truly touch my joy. This is the day that the Lord has made. Will you rejoice and be glad in it? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for heavenly perspective. We thank you that no matter the pains of life, no matter the loss, the grief, the suffering, the torment, we know that salvation is ours through the work of Jesus on the cross and through our repentance and our trust in it and our submitting to you, Lord God. We do life in you. We abide in you and we live life with that filter, knowing that you love us and that today is the day that you made and that rejoicing can happen if we choose. Lord God, help us to choose to rejoice today. Help us to see things in the proper perspective and to be able to be resilient and persevere. We love you and we thank you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Hit me up at the website or Armand at unshackledenetwork.org with prayer requests. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.